The Spartan Mind Strength Podcast, the podcast for mental grit and resilience. Hosted by V. Binga and Tim Ganley.
Hello, this is Tim.
And this is V.
And we
welcome you to another episode of the Spartan Mind Strength Podcast.
And what are we going to talk about today?
We are continuing with our Crystal Clear Tarot series, and today we are going to talk about Sun in Taurus between the 20th and 30th degree of the sign of Taurus, and that corresponds to May 11th to May 20th.
And when are we going to talk about this talk?
As soon as we come back. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
And we're back. So today we're going to be talking about the next 10 days. And
yes.
These 10 days are considered what?
They are considered the third decan of Taurus. This means that Sun is in the sign of Taurus, astrologically, between the 20th and 30th degree.
Okay.
And it has a certain energy associated.
Yep, like last 10 days were success.
Yes, the Lord of Success.
Yay, good week.
It was a great week. Yes.
So this week, or these next 10 days, are under which card?
They are under the Seven of Discs, which is associated with Saturn in Taurus. So we have the energy of Seven of Discs, Saturn in Taurus.
And it's a lovely name.
It is a not so, popular name. It's called the Lord of Failure.
Let me get you before you turn off the podcast. Let me tell you something.
Okay. Exactly. It has nothing to do with what we perceive as failure.
Okay, so it's
actually a great, great card if you study it.
So let me explain what the card looks like.
Yes.
So it is a very dark, dark, dark card. A lot of black, dark blues, little bit of light blues, some deep purple, not the band, but and some grays. So it looks like there's a lot of feathers or possibly palm fronds, maybe ferns in it. In the background is the main background, a dark grayish, dark greenish, multiple colors of green in it. And for the most part, the ferns are either going upwards or downwards. So they're either growing or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is seven discs in the picture. Mm-hmm. And in each disc, there is basically pinks and purples are the disc. A little bit of reds, maybe some gray. And there is 1, 2, 3 pictures of a bull. So three discs have bulls on them. Not bull's eyes, but bulls.
Yeah, like this symbol of Taurus.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4 of the discs have like a knight's head, a mm-hmm. soldier's head, something, a warrior's head.
Uh-huh.
And so I was thinking, since it's got Saturn and Taurus, that the Taurus is the bull,
mm-hmm.
and Saturn is discipline.
Yeah, yeah.
And Saturn is rules.
Exactly, obeying.
Saturn is military, basically. Yeah. It is about orders.
Yeah, following orders. What your mission is, right?
So I'm assuming that these discs represent Saturn and Taurus.
Yeah, yes. And then there is a lot, because you mentioned that it looks like both growth and decay, right? And mm-hmm. the dark background.
Going up, going down, yeah.
It's a lot. There is still a lot of growth and opportunity, but maybe hidden in the dark.
Almost like a jungle in the background. So anything could be hidden in this.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't know what's happening back there.
Yep.
And we need to always be prepared and follow what our orders in life are, right? Saturn is considered a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn is often associated with karma, right? It's
and there really isn't good karma or bad karma.
No,
there's just karma.
Exactly. Exactly. Except we only think of karma when like bad things happen to us or what we perceive as bad things, because then it's easier to notice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always easier to notice trouble, difficulty than notice like great things happening and be appreciative of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We tend to focus on negativity.
And even a lot of times the bad karma, if you would call it that,
yeah,
leads to good things.
Exactly.
So this photo or this card,
yeah,
we don't know what's behind there.
Exactly.
It could be good or bad, but good usually only lasts a day or two and bad only lasts a day or two. So
yes,
it's always just shifting back and forth.
Exactly, exactly. And I believe that Aleister Crowley wanted to prove a point and called this the Lord of Failure, because it's what is failure? We can think of failure as we failed to receive what we thought we should receive, right? We failed at this. We had certain expectations and those things didn't happen, at least not, say, but right now. Certain things haven't happened by as we speak, so...
Because we want it to happen right away.
Exactly. So we can say, well, that's failure, but we don't know. Things may happen tomorrow or, you know, next year or whatever. So this is completely our personal opinion of failure. We have certain expectations, certain perceptions, and the results as of the time.
So these next 10 days are more of a waiting period?
Waiting period, and that's Saturn's lesson, is whatever you think that hasn't happened and you want it to happen, just give it time.
So the last 10 days, and I'm going to do this because this part reminded me of when we sold the condo.
Yes.
So you got the success, which was,
yes,
last week.
Yeah.
Having the person saying,
yeah,
I want to buy it,
yeah,
and they signed,
yeah,
on it. So these next 10 days could sort of be like the waiting for them to look at the house, have it inspected.
Exactly.
Have it checked out, make sure they get the loan.
Exactly.
So these next 10 days are all about the paperwork or the background stuff to whatever you were succeeding at.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the hurry up and wait.
Okay.
Hurry up and wait.
But the outcome could be two different things.
Yes.
So after these 10 days, the outcome could be you got the money,
mm-hmm,
or the outcome could be that they failed. Or
they
couldn't follow through with what they promised.
Exactly. And that card says, do not just think of it as failure. It's almost like quit thinking of failure. I think he called it failure to just shock people and have them pay more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Failure is just give it time. Do what you're supposed to be doing. And
you'll succeed.
And you will succeed.
Yeah, which is going to bring me to the next card,
mm-hmm,
which is one of the supporting cards, which is a very nice card.
It is.
It's called The Star.
The Star.
It is the XVII, which is what,
17? 17,
yep.
Yes.
And it has it's much more lighter, much,
mm-hmm,
more brightness to it. It has a star with a lot of circular light coming off of it,
spiral. Yep.
Yep. It has a pinkish, bluish, lightish color planet.
Yep.
It has a lady who appears to be naked.
Uh-huh.
Nakedness. And she's got a gold cup she's pouring out,
yep,
with a lot of spiral and almost like energy coming out of it. And then she's got a silverish blue cup in her left hand. That one is being poured out also onto the ground. So one is being poured almost into the air. The other one's being poured into the ground. And next to that one is a lot of diamonds, almost like she's pouring wealth onto the earth and pouring almost like gold or life into the universe.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's that card has to do with like
divine. And this is a supporting card.
The supporting card has to do
so
with
supporting the failure.
The Seven of Discs, exactly, the failure. There is always a divine plan. That's what Aleister Crowley wanted to remind people. There is always a divine plan, and everything is part of a bigger play or a bigger scheme of things.
And you can see that with this, the star, there really can't be failure.
Exactly.
Because failure might be dark card, but this has so much life and energy in the star card that how could there ever be failure?
And you said that the top cup, or like towards the top of the card, there are a lot of spirals, right?
And that's in her right hand being poured out into almost like the air or into the universe itself.
And then at the bottom, we have a bunch of crystals, right?
Yep. Crystal formations. I would think they'd be diamonds.
Diamonds. So what Crowley wanted to remind people is that in our world, we tend to look at things a lot in a certain way, like in a pure geometric way, completely like linear patterns.
Okay.
But in the big scheme of things, everything is like a spiral. Everything turns, everything shifts. Everything is in waves.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, that's, like I said earlier, it's good days, bad days.
Exactly.
Good luck, bad luck. Good karma, bad karma.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why
you should never take any. You don't take whatever to it. You don't let it bother you because
you don't take things personal.
Yeah, in 10 minutes, the whole world can shift completely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you have infinite possibilities. Nothing is set in stone, right? Nothing
set in diamonds.
Exactly. Nothing is set in stone, even diamonds, right? Because there are infinite possibilities, and there is divine timing, right? There is synchronicity. She's pouring like from one cup, right, into.
Well, it's being poured onto almost like a planet. That's why I'm saying and it looks like the universe. And the other one is being poured into the ground where the diamonds are. Almost like what she's pouring is creating wealth.
Yes.
So almost like the right hand is spirituality up above into the universe. And the left hand is pouring earthly things.
Yes. Manifestation, right? Yep. Manifestation of higher consciousness, right? Manifestation of divine timing. Right, we should always remember that there is a connection with something bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think that nothing is happening and we look at it as failure in the Seven of Discs, well, maybe it's not the right time. Maybe we need to wait.
Yep, and that happened with us multiple times selling the condo.
Exactly. And what we thought or, you know, could be like the best thing and it wasn't happening, well, that turned out it wasn't the best thing, and I'm
because
so happy.
Because the next thing was the better thing.
Exactly.
And then the next thing was better.
Exactly.
We had 7 different bids fail?
Yeah. There is a divine timing. There are bigger things at play. God has a plan, and we just don't know what it is.
We might like it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's you know, that's his plan. But when we have patience and we just do what you know, what needs to be done. And then how do you know that you are doing what needs to be done? Well, we try to do the best we can.
Yep.
Right.
So the next...
supporting card.
That's what I was saying. Goes completely against failure also.
Yes.
Just like the star did.
Yeah.
And it's the Princess of Discs.
Yes.
And she is... almost looks like a warrior. Mm-hmm. She's got a big staff in her hand, in her right hand, that has possibly a diamond.
Yeah.
Definitely a point on it.
Uh-huh.
She's wearing a large white fur, what goes over your shoulder?
Cloak or...
Yeah, like a cloak.
Yeah.
But a large fur cloak, white, almost like a white bear.
Uh-huh.
She's got in her left hand a shield with the yin-yang symbol, mm-hmm. and it's that that's going to be green, red, yellow,
Earth
orange.
Colors,
yep.
Right.
Her background, she's in woods, but the woods are very interesting looking because the trees are growing up, but all the branches are bare, but they're pointing in all different directions, and then you can actually see the roots either going into the ground or are above ground, uh-huh. but they are still, you can tell they're roots because they're going in. And then she's got horns on, but it looks like a headdress
mm-hmm.
versus it actually being part of her head.
Mm-hmm.
And wearing a yellow dress with reddish gold hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a yellowish dress, if I didn't say that, yeah.
And she's a very youthful, feisty, alert
figure. She looks like she's in her 20s.
Figure.
Yep.
Yeah. And Princess of Discs symbolizes the earth of the earth. It's like the most natural, the most grounded aspect, the most fertile aspect
of
the
earth
element.
There's a lot of yellow, green,
mm-hmm.
whites, grays.
Yeah. It's all creation. It's creation, fertility, being grounded, new beginnings, the seed of growth, you know, the seed of fertility. It's pure manifestation of material success, the material world. It's connection to the earth element, as in appreciating nature, appreciating everything that Mother Earth is giving us, looking at everything as great, as like a miracle.
So if you're looking at the failure card,
uh-huh.
it has Saturn's and the soldiers and
yes.
the bulls,
yep.
which is about being disciplined, and bull is earth.
Earth, yeah.
So
earth
being disciplined
wealth.
And wealth
yeah.
will bring you spirituality and earthly growth because
uh-huh.
of the diamonds and stuff,
yep.
which then also leads to being grounded,
yes.
and that's where everything can happen. Is
yes,
that
being
sort of...
able to see the beauty. Yeah. So is you give it time. You are disciplined. You do what needs to be done. You give it time. You are not attached to the immediate outcome. You know that there is a bigger plan, that God has a plan, whether we like it or not. You wait for that inspiration, for that divine synchronicity, because when you don't freak out and you give it time and you try to lighten up your mind,
mm-hmm.
we cannot empty our mind. You try to lighten up your mind. You allow space in your mind, and you may actually understand God's plan, or at least receive divine inspiration, have something click, and then you can create way more.
Can you actually even say that failure is the dark area, the dark card?
Uh-huh.
And then you have the lady pouring water on
yep.
it, which then creates the Princess of Discs, which is brightness and growth.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
The star is all about watering your desires, watering your inspiration.
Exactly. Nurturing. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And pouring water into your hopes and aspirations, right?
And that creates the life that's in the Princess of Discs.
Yes. Yeah, that creates growth. You nurture during that time of patience. Instead of freaking out and panicking, you sit back and say...
Yeah, because she almost looks like she could be even doing a slow dance.
Yeah. How do I nurture? How do I bring more fertility into this? What needs to be done? Sit back, pause, and decide that maybe you need to take a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the time that we think is when nothing is actually happening, like we are doing and nothing is happening. There may be a lot of things happening in the background that we can't see because everything seems dark.
Just like a seed, when it's planted, you don't see anything happen for a while, and then boom, you have plants, and then nothing, then boom, you have fruit.
Exactly.
So
that's where the no attachment to the outcome comes in, because then you can see things more clearly. And sometimes there may be nothing that needs to be done other than just us sitting back, almost forgetting about it,
mm-hmm.
and allowing.
Forget about it.
And
forget about it.
Yeah. Allowing, God to do His work.
Okay. So we have things that we should be doing the next 10 days, and we will talk about them when?
When we come right back. Stay tuned. I was going to say there is nothing to be done, right?
Yeah.
We just said
give
me time.
Do nothing.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you like what you hear? The Spartan Mind Strength Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts and all other popular podcast destinations. Please subscribe today and consider leaving us a rating and review. It helps us spread the word and help others find our content. Don't forget to leave a comment and any questions you may have. Tim and V would love to hear from you.
And that was a lovely break. I went for coffee, kicked back, ate some pie, tiramisu, had a little bit of yogurt with honey. It was a nice long break.
The pie reminds me of, I always remember Men in Black.
Uh-huh.
Remember when you don't know what else to do?
Eat pie. That's what these pictures should have been.
Exactly.
Yep. Pie.
Pie solves all problems, right?
Yep.
Didn't Will Smith tell the... I never remember the other guy's name. My favorite, K, Agent K.
Yes.
Didn't he tell him, you need pie?
Yes.
Yep.
So we can, because now we're going to go over things that we should be looking at doing for the next 10 days. And I would guess number one is eat more pie.
Eat more pie.
Mm-hmm.
Made with lard.
Uh-huh.
The secret ingredient.
Yep, the secret L word, lard. So having pie... Also, what crystals would be good for the next 10 days to like carry in our pocket or sit next to the bed or sit in the living room so that we see them and remember things? What are the crystals of the 10 days?
Well, my favorite one is Shiva Lingam.
Yes, and we have several of those.
Yes.
All different sizes. Remember when we went to buy crystals and the Orlando show,
uh-huh.
they had Shiva Lingams the size of like 6 foot, 7 foot tall.
Huge. Yeah, amazing.
Yep.
So Shiva Lingam always reminds me about the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what design the Shiva Lingam has, you pretty much have like two colors,
yes.
right? The yep. light brown and dark brown. And has the shape of an egg, right?
Mm-hmm.
The creativity. And it takes forever for these river stones to become like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they only come from one river in India.
Yep.
So patience. patience, and balance. It's probably one of the most Ayurvedic stones.
That's probably why it's called Shivalingam.
Shivalingam. So I just love the Shivalingam.
Okay. So that's one stone.
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't have a Shivalingam and I can't find one? Tell me, what else do I have a choice of?
Black tourmaline.
Ooh, black tourmaline.
Black tourmaline, it's very grounding. Hmm. Saturn loves black tourmaline.
Black tourmaline. It protects. It's one of my favorite stones.
It protects. It has usually some rough edges.
Mm-hmm. We have a really nice piece of black tourmaline with blue tourmaline and some green tourmaline mm-hmm. pieces in it. It is gorgeous. Tourmaline is a beautiful stone.
Yeah, and black tourmaline is the most common one.
Yep.
Out of all the colors.
Yes.
And it's, to me, it's obvious why it's the most common one. It's because we need it the most.
Yep.
Right? We need that grounded aspect, that protection, that discipline. And again, it's dark, right? It doesn't have all pretty mm-hmm. colors, whatever, but there is so much power in that darkness,
yep.
right,
yep.
of the stone.
So what else?
Smoky quartz.
I like some smoking quartz.
Smoky quartz.
Yeah. We have several pieces of that too, which is great. And you can get it in rough, and also you can get it in tumbled, big, small. Mm-hmm. That's a good stone. It's not that expensive.
No, it's not.
Yep.
And it's, and again, there is a lot of it. And again,
A lot of us need it.
And then there is the chrysoprase.
Ooh, that's a greenish stone.
That's a greenish, bluish. That when I look at it, it reminds me of the star card.
Uh-huh.
There is like, wow, it is so beautiful. God had fun making that stone. It's
drinking a little moonshine doing that one, huh?
So, did you know that chrysoprase is a Greek name?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
It is really awkward what it means. Chrysos, which means gold, right? And praso. Praso means leek, like the leeks that people eat. The green stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Leek.
I thought you were talking about like a leak in a faucet.
No. Leeks, like the greenish things.
The ugly,
the vegetable stuff.
Yeah, that vegetable
praso. Chrysopraso. because they thought that it looked like a golden greenish leek.
So it looks like a vegetable?
It looked like a vegetable. I have no idea.
They were either doing mushrooms or...
Something.
Yes.
But that's where chrysoprase gets its name from. And it was supposedly, legend has it, I cannot attest to that, but it was one of Alexander the Great's favorite stones.
Of course it was.
And
Hercules had to carry it during one of his seven...
So chrysoprase was very abundant in ancient Greece, ancient Rome, and then the rest of today's Europe.
Okay.
So beautiful, beautiful stone.
Okay. Any other stones, or is that it for the day?
We usually do four, except last time you threw in the peridot.
I like throwing in peridots. And parrots, too. I like to throw in a couple parrots.
Okay.
Probably want a cracker. No.
So
that, and then yoga poses?
Yoga poses. Okay, last week we talked about, was it the goddess pose?
I believe so.
Last week we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And this week is five-pointed star to goddess.
That's a painful pose.
That's the flow. That's mm-hmm. the flow. Five-pointed star to goddess. Because it actually teaches us discipline,
pain,
patience, working with pain and that things don't always stay the same,
okay.
Right? Because last week we did the goddess pose with, we said the 1 minute meditation on it because we talked about the importance of Saturn in the success, right? And now we need to remember that thing, because we are talking about failure and we say just give it time. Things don't always stay the same. Things never stay the same, right?
Yep.
Even what may seem as failure to somebody, it's still not forever, right? So it's the five-pointed star to goddess flow.
So you go to five-pointed star to goddess and goddess back to five-pointed
star. Exactly.
And you can do that all day long.
You can do that for a minute.
Okay.
Right?
You can do it for a minute.
It's anybody can do some form of it for a minute as long as you do it right.
And next would be the
mantra.
Mantra
is Om.
Om.
Shani Charaya.
Yeah, I'll keep you saying that.
Namaha.
Namaha.
So Om, A-U-M,
the
primordial sound, like Amen. Shani Charaya is the fancy name for Saturn. Shani is the Sanskrit name, but when you do a mantra to him, you want to be polite. Saturn is karma, right? You don't want to piss him off. Shani Charaya, S-H-A-N-I, Shani Charaya, C-H-A-R-A-Y-A. Om Shani Charaya Namaha.
Okay.
Namaha is like saying, hello, I salute you. Is, hey Saturn, what's up right now?
Yep.
Om Shani Charaya Namaha.
Very nice. And your tacky little ending?
My tacky little ending is, until next time, may you find wisdom in patience and growth in apparent setbacks.
Wow, that's almost gag proof.
It's true, though. It's true. The obstacle is the way.
Yes, yeah, that would have been a better one.
The obstacle is the way. Yep. Well, you want me to look for tacky.
Yes, endings. I know.
The obstacle is the way. It's actually a great book.
Yep.
By Ryan Holiday. And it's easy to read.
Very easy to read.
Very easy to. It's a book you are not going to fail to read.
Yep.
Like, once you start it, you
can be done in a couple hours.
Yeah, if you cannot read that book,
go to Dr. Seuss.
Then.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
So, until next time, much, much love from both of us. Namaste kala. May we all be well, adapt, and thrive.
Night-night.
If you found today's show helpful, please give us a rating, a review, or both, and subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. As always, Namaste Kala, which in Greek means, may we all be well. This program, copyright True Fitness Incorporated, all rights reserved.